a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Welcome to this television neighborhood. Television neighbor. A box filled with things that I want to show you in the kitchen. Hello, fish. Could hardly wait to get here so that I could show you all of this and things I've been thinking about. This is a box. A friend of mine cut this so that it might look like a television set. Do you think it does? Hello. Beautiful day in this neighborhood. Well, I thought if I added a few knobs, these are just tops of bottles that I thought I could just put on, you know, to make a knob for this thing. Just use some tape for that. That one can go there. Put this one on this side. Pretend, you know, pretend television set. These were things that might have been thrown away, but weren't. Maybe I'll put this one here. Maybe we will just turn it on. No, we better turn it off, because I don't have the program ready to go on it. Thought I'd just make a couple puppets out of this. Handkerchiefs, and if I can just put this on like that, and this on like that, now we'll turn the television set on, and I'll go under the table.
Hello? Yeah. Where's Charlie? Here I am. I'm Charlie. Who are you? I'm George. Oh, that's good. Why don't we sing a song? All right. My name is George. My name is Charlie. I like to walk. I ride the trolley. Well, maybe I'll ride with you, or I'll walk with you.
Mr. Okay. Rogers.
Who's that?
Mr. Rogers!
Oh, at first I thought maybe these were talking by themselves. No, sounds like Mr. McFeely. Let's go out and see. My name is George. His name's McFeely. What do you...
City
Mr.
Delivery.
McFeely, you have a goat.
I do. I'm on my way to the neighborhood school to show the children, and I know you like animals, so I stopped by and show William to you. His name is William.
William?
Mm-hmm.
William, welcome to this neighborhood. He's a great creature. He's so soft.
Very soft.
It feels as if he has curly hair.
It's an Angora goat.
Uh-huh. Hello, William. You see his eyes?
Mm-hmm.
And his horns?
He's a little hungry today.
You're allowed to pet him, are you?
You're allowed to pet him, that's right.
I guess he must be a very tame goat.
He's a tame goat, and I'm...
You say he's hungry?
He's hungry.
Oh, I would think he could just eat anything. I mean, doesn't he eat cans?
No, that's not true. He doesn't eat just anything. That's not true. He likes nuts and grains, and he likes vegetables, but...
Oh, he's a vegetarian.
Yes, and they're very particular about what they eat. They only will eat food that's clean.
Oh, well, you teach me something every day, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I like to teach and I like to learn. Oh, by the way, I have some vegetables, carrots, in fact. Would you like to feed William? Well, here, hold your... There you go.
Would you like some carrots, William? Here,
well,
William.
Over here.
Are you hungry? Here's some more. Yeah, chew them well. You're such a fine...
He likes
it. Yeah. Oh, my, I really like him.
Here's one more for you, William. And then I have to be on... Oops, I have to be on to this. There you go. Save some for the children so they can feed... William at the school.
Oh, at the school.
Before I go, though, Betsy sent a speedy delivery to you.
Oh, how nice.
Could you just hold the chain? There we go.
Sure.
It's right over here.
I don't have any more right now, but you'll get some when you get to the school.
Recognize that?
Why, it looks like a neighborhood trolley.
Well, it's an old shoebox that Betsy made.
How clever.
There you go. It was going to be thrown out, so she thought she'd make a... It could still be a shoebox, or it could be anything you want to keep in there.
Please thank her for that.
I certainly will.
And thank you for bringing William.
Well, you're welcome. On my way to the neighborhood school with William. Speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery to you.
Right this way, William.
Bye, William. Mr. McFeely's always showing us something. Hey, we could use this for our trolley for make-believe. All right, let's do that. There. The neighbors have been worried because there's too much garbage and all their dumps are full. Old Goat and his assistant New Goat have come from Northwood to look over the situation, but they were tired from the trip and had to take a nap before they did anything else. In the meantime, Lady Elaine and King Friday have gone to be on a television program, hoping to get some ideas from viewers. Let's make believe that it's the next day now, and Lady Aberlin and Queen Sarah are talking about these things as the trolley goes by the castle in the neighborhood of make believe.
Just a passing interest, you know. I can hardly wait to see Friday on the television.
Oh, I'm sure he'll do very well.
I'm not so sure that he should play his bass violin for Patrice, though.
Well, I think Patrice will probably take care of that.
Just so long as they all find some solution to this garbage problem.
I was thinking that the goats would help us. You know, maybe by eating it all themselves.
Old Goat and his assistant New Goat went over to someplace else to see our filled-up dump.
Maybe I should go over there and check with them.
Do what you like, dear, but be sure to come back for the show.
Oh, I will. I wouldn't want to miss that.
See you later, dear.
Yes, Aunt Sarah.
Evelyn.
Oh, hi, Mr. Aver. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Have you seen the goats from Northwood?
I'm looking for them. I hear that they're over at someplace else.
Oh, they were in Westwood just a while ago.
Looking at your dump?
Yes, they're checking out all the dumps in all these neighborhoods. They seem to be very knowledgeable.
Well, I was wondering whether they were going to eat the whole thing.
Oh, no, no. Goats don't eat garbage. Somebody made that up about goats. In fact, goats are very picky. They can go through a whole lot of stuff and find just what they want.
Well, if they're so particular, maybe they can have a way to help us.
Yes. After all, their dump in Northwood isn't full like all of ours.
Well, I'm going over to someplace else. Would you like to go with me?
Oh, I'd be glad to. Mayor Maggie's really anxious to settle this garbage problem.
Come along,
all right?
Tons of garbage? Oh, I don't know. How many would you say, Donkey?
I'd say we have about 14 tons here.
14 tons. Now, do you have plastic and glass and hard metal?
Oh, yes, we have some of that.
Got it, old.
Why do you ask about plastic and glass and all that?
We need to know what you have so we'll know how to manage it.
Oh, here they are.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Oh, well, what do you think of our dump, goats?
Old goat is right. It's full.
Well, that's what you said about our dump.
All your dumps are full.
We've always known that. What do we do with this 14 tons of garbage here?
And Westwood's garbage. What did he say?
Old goat says you have 19 tons of garbage in Westwood.
Yeah, I know, and it isn't going away.
You think you can help us?
We think we can help you all. Even Southwood, they have 28 tons.
Yeehaw, how are you gonna do it?
First, we have to fax our association back in Northwood.
What does that mean?
Don't any of you have a fax machine?
Well, there might be one in the F room of the castle, but I've never actually seen one.
Let's go find it. We should have an answer for you soon.
Fax machine? You never know what neighbors will come up with, do you?
Hmm? No, you don't. Are you coming with us, Miss Cow?
No, no. Donkey and I have to keep the farm going and hold back the garbage. I'll be glad when I get back to my full-time teaching.
Well, we'll see you.
As soon, I hope.
Oh, I'll say.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'll say, too.
Oh, looks like we're getting somewhere, Harriet.
Yeah, a reasonable facsimile of same, anyhow.
Mm-hmm. Queen Sarah, are you home?
Why, Mayor Maggie, how good of you to come.
I wanted to see the king on television, and our TV in Westwood is just full of garbage.
Well, the program should be on any minute, and Miss Polificate and Edgar Cook are watching in the TV room.
Oh, good. Have you seen, by any chance, Charles R. Aber, my assistant?
Not today, dear. Is he missing?
He, too, is looking for ways to get rid of waste. Mm. I just hope he's all right.
Well, I do, too.
Here we are.
Oh, there he is. Just asking the queen if she'd seen you.
Oh, we've been working with Old Goat and his assistant, New Goat.
They told me that we have 19 tons of garbage in Westwood alone.
I know, but they may have a solution for all of us.
What is it?
I don't know.
Aunt Sarah, do we have a fax machine at the castle?
Yes, we do, dear. Why do you ask?
The goats need to use it. Do we know anyone who knows how to use it?
Well, I use it all the time for my Food for the World work. Just a minute, I'll get it. It's right down.
That Aunt Sarah of mine never ceases to amaze me.
Here's the memo we need to send to Northwood.
On the fax machine?
That's it.
Well, I don't know how to do it.
Now, here it is, dear.
Oh, what do I do, Aunt Sarah?
You just put the paper in face down, the message you want to send.
Like this?
Yes. And then the Northwood speed dial redial is 37. So you press 37. Very good.
Now what?
Well, then you press star. And that starts it. Mm-hmm. That's it.
We wait for Sue Goat and all the other members of the Northwood Commission to answer.
And the answer will come on the fax machine?
That's right.
Isn't it wonderful? I just love that machine. It's so helpful. Oh, I nearly forgot. It's time for the program.
Oh, yes, we want to see the king. Oh, I'll turn it on.
Very good. Thank you, Mayor Maggie. The universe today, oh my.
Big piles of garbage, some of it ugly, and all of it just too much. It's piling up in the neighborhood of make-believe. So now we're talking garbage on the universe today. Our first guest, straight from her museum go-round, is Lady Elaine Fairchild. Lady Elaine, welcome.
Thanks. Actually, this whole thing was my idea, Patrice. I thought if anything could help us, your show could.
How did you think we could help, Lady Elaine?
Well, you're always coming up with neat stuff, and we've got to find some way to get rid of our garbage.
Your dumps are full.
They're all full, and they're starting to smell. Now, I suggested that we throw the stuff in the ocean, but I didn't get very far with that.
Well, the fish probably would have had some thoughts on that, too.
Yes. So, have you got any ideas?
Sure, but I thought King Friday the 13th was coming to talk, too.
Oh, he is, but he had to tune his bass viol. I'll go see if he's ready. Incidentally, you do a great job, Toots. Keep it up.
Thank you. Lady Elaine Fairchild, curator of the museum go-round in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Are you ready, Friday?
Bass violin? Well, stay tuned and keep thinking about garbage and what to do about it when the universe today returns in just a minute.
Oh, Friday just insisted on taking his bass violin.
Is he planning on playing it on television?
I assume he is.
What does that have to do with our garbage crisis?
I imagine Friday will think of some tie.
I thought Lady Elaine did fine, didn't you?
Yeah.
I thought so, too. Glad you didn't throw it in the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Really? When do you think we might hear from your co-workers?
They're probably meeting right now. You'll see their answer will come on the machine.
Oh, there's Patrice coming back again. My.
And now it gives me great pleasure to introduce King Friday the 13th of the neighborhood of make-believe. Welcome, King Friday.
Thank you, Patrice.
Perhaps our viewers would like to know the reason for the bass violin, King Friday.
The bass violin is a member of the string family of instruments, bowed by some, plucked by others. I have prepared a 23-minute composition, which I will play for you now.
Excuse me, King Friday, could I take a closer look at your bass violin?
You certainly may, yes. Certainly.
Oh, it's a beautiful instrument, and I can't wait to hear your composition, but I thought we might talk first about the neighborhood's crisis.
Oh, yes. Do you know where we could find a new dump?
Well, King Friday, let's open our phone lines and see what our viewers have to say. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, is that you, Patrice?
Yes, you're on the air.
There must be better ways to solve the problem than just finding new dumps all the time.
Thank you for your comment. We'll take another call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, my name's Joe, and I'm a bass violinist. And I just wanted to tell King Friday that he is one cool dude.
Did you hear that, King Friday?
I did. And I accept the compliment. I will begin to play very soon.
I think we have time for one more phone call, King Friday. This one is from Northwood.
Oh, that is a predominantly goat neighborhood north of ours.
Hello, Northwood. You're on the air.
Hello, this is Sue Goat in Northwood.
Hello, Sue.
At the moment, we're in touch with our co-workers at the castle in the neighborhood of make-believe. We have decided to help with the garbage.
Oh, I think there's an answer coming. Yes, look.
Oh.
Yes! Oh, they're going to help us. Oh, that was wonderful.
Oh,
thank goodness for Northwood. Wonderful.
How will you help?
Divide and conquer.
What do you mean, divide and conquer?
A team of highly experienced goats will come and divide all the garbage so that it can be recycled. We do it right. We're not going to let our dumps get full.
Did you hear that, King Friday?
Excellent news, I think.
Divide the garbage, I understand, but conquer?
Oh, excuse me, please.
Oh, Mrs. Dingleborder, do you know where you are?
I think I can be of help. Is this all right, Patrice?
You're on, Mrs. Dingleborder.
Well, yes. Well, I...
Where is she? Mm.
Oh, here. Let me help you.
I've been working on this invention, and I just finished it today. Mr. Pesciali said I should come and show it to all of you.
What does it do?
It takes one kind of garbage at a time and turns it into something useful.
You mean if I took this paper and put it in here, it would turn into something else?
Yes. Well, you see, first you have to set that dial to paper.
Okay.
And then you put the paper in the funnel.
All right.
Now, you see that switch?
Yes.
If you'll move that.
Yes.
And now open the drawer.
Okay. Mrs. Dingleborder, look, a man. Oh, this is really great.
Yes.
Where do you work, Mrs. Dingleborder?
Why, I work right beside King Friday's castle in the neighborhood of make-believe, but would you like to try it one more time?
Oh, one more time. Sure, we put this inside, right? And flip the switch. Mrs. Dingleborder, look, King Friday.
Yes.
Why, that's lovely.
Isn't that useful?
It certainly is.
So you see, folks, sometimes the solution to many problems can be found right next door.
Yes, the goats will help us divide the garbage, and this Dingleborder machine will do the rest. And I will play my bass violin to celebrate.
Good idea, King Friday. Here you are.
Thank you very much, Patrice. My composition will be entitled Universal Gratitude. You may sing and dance if you like, Patrice.
Thanks, King Friday. Yes. So you see, friends, you never know what you'll find on the universe today. Until next time, peace from Patrice.
Oh, you're so natural.
Such a good job. They're sending a crew down right away. They'll do all the garbage sorting.
And then we can take everything to Hilda's machine. What a great solution.
Goats and Dingleborders. What do you think, Mayor Maggie?
Isn't it wonderful? We all got together and solved another problem.
Oh, it
that's
is
what
wonderful.
Neighbors are meant to do.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It's a good feeling.
Yes, Charlie.
So, with a lot of people's help, the neighborhood is solving its garbage problem. Some of it the goats will take care of, and some of it will go into Hilda Dingleborder's new machine. It's like a recycling machine, isn't it? And there she was, working on it all along. As Patrice said, the solutions to many problems can often be found right next door. What she means, of course, is that help is often very close by. That's why it's important to keep asking and to do as much as possible to help ourselves. Of course, there are some things we just have to throw away when there's no use for them at all. But many people throw much too much away. I'm glad Mrs. McFeely didn't throw this shoebox away. Now we have a shoebox trolley. Some food for you fish. They're hungry. Oh. We have Charlie and George here. This one's Charlie, isn't it? And this one is George.
My name is George. My name is Charlie. I like to walk. I'll take the trolley.
Well, you can take the trolley, Charlie. In fact, here it is. What we could do is to pretend that this box is the trolley barn. Yeah, it could go right into there. You can just use anything for your play. In fact, when you make up things yourself and have all kinds of play with the things that you just have around the house yourself, I'm really proud of you. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud of you too.
I'm proud of you, and I'm proud of you. I think we'll just go in the trolley.
Okay. Put them in the trolley. Pretend that they're taking a trolley ride into the trolley barn. When you feel proud about who you are growing to be, then you'll be able to feel proud about who your friends and your neighbors are growing to be. That's a good feeling when you can feel proud about somebody else. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, a feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. And I imagine you do have a lot that you can talk about. And I hope that you'll talk about things that you can do to take care of yourself and other people and this wonderful world that we have. I'll be back next time.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.